When I was in seventh grade, I was the fat kid in my class.
Ew.
Ladies, ladies, ladies!
Uneducated humor.
We're right there, his heels!
Who the fuck are these guys?
Hey! Who the fuck are you? Huh? Who the fuck are you?
I think that you are physically repulsive, intellectually retarded, you're morally reprehensible, vulgar, insensitive, selfish, stupid, you have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and you smell.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Hey, welcome everybody back to Uneducated Humor. I know it's been a while. I'm Arnold.
Better known as the Sausage King.
Along with my beautiful sidekick.
Lainey.
welcome to Uneducated Humor. It has been a while. It's been about, what, 8 months since last time we recorded? It was like in February.
I have absolutely no idea.
I'm guessing it was around February. Welcome back, guys. Been a long time, huh? I don't know why, but I still get nervous doing this.
Yes, he does. It's cute.
Yeah, we were supposed to record at 5, it's 9 o'clock at night, take me about 4 hours to grow a set of balls to do this. But yeah, we haven't recorded in a while, there's been a couple of things going on. First off, let's take everybody back to the beginning, from where we leave. What?
Where
did he? Me and Lainey, like you said before in a previous episode, have been living together now, and it's been, what, over a year already?
It's like a year and a half now.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Been a long time.
Yeah, been a long time. A lot has changed. A lot has changed. Since the last time we recorded, me and Lane are engaged.
Yay!
Popped a question at Disneyland.
My favorite place.
And it was free because we had passes. I was like, cool, I don't have to do anything on proposal. I just got to do it in front of the castle.
Well, the ring wasn't free.
The ring wasn't free? Yeah, it was not free. And, yeah, and then after... But before we got engaged, there's some other stuff that was going on. Hopefully this doesn't fuck up the recording. Me and Elaine were trying to get pregnant.
And in less than 2 months, we succeeded.
So since the last episode, Elaine's pregnant and we're engaged.
We are currently 15 weeks.
Yeah.
Which is like... 2 weeks over.
You know what? There's a, everybody was like, don't be that couple that tells you, like, what is it? Like, instead of saying, like, oh, I'm 15 weeks, say, like, oh, I'm 2 months and a week pregnant.
Yeah.
And I became that douche that's like, yeah, we're 16 weeks and 2 days pregnant.
We're excited.
I'm excited. I cried like a straight bitch when I found out.
Yes, you did.
Like a big old, oh, I'm going to be a daddy other than yours. So,
it was
yeah.
Cute, though.
Huh?
It was cute.
Yeah. So, leading up to us getting pregnant, I had the most inappropriate conversation with my mom.
What happened?
What's the one talk that you don't want to have with your parents, especially your mom?
Sex?
Yes.
Okay.
So, my mom asked me, like, oh, like, how are we doing in our relationship and everything? I was like, we're good, you know, like, trying to get pregnant and everything. Oh, mijo, maybe you're doing it wrong. And I was like, pretty sure there's one way to do it. she goes, this is what makes me cringe, because of what she said. She was just like, okay, after you do the sex, like, make sure that she's on her back, and then she used this word, and it grossed me out, it gave me the creeps, I had to stop her then and there. She was like, make sure she's on her back, and then when you come, I was like, go! Right there and then, I was just like, I'm done. I tapped out.
Did she say, do the sex? Did she say that?
Yeah, she's like, well, because, have you seen her fucking Facebooking?
She said, when you do the sex.
Yeah, yeah. My mom goes beaner every now and then.
When you do the sex.
Yeah, when you do the sex, make sure she's on the back when you come. I was like, ooh, that's probably inappropriate. You know, and it's funny, too, because my mom just, for some reason, I wasn't talking to my mom for a while, and she decided to add me back onto her Facebook account.
And me. Oh, my
and
goodness.
And a bunch of my friends.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It was pretty weird. I had one of my friends, Lupe's girlfriend, sends me a screenshot of she sent it to me a screenshot, and she goes, some lady is trying to add me. She's like, some Raider fan's trying to add me. She didn't really say that. I'm kidding. And it was a picture of my mom, and I was like, look, if you want a good laugh, feel free to add her. But if not, then you know, just go ahead and don't add her. So like a month later, she texted me today. As a matter of fact, she was just like, I'm so glad I added your mom. That shit is too funny.
To say the very least.
Yeah, it's a lot of misspelling, a lot of no punctuations, and it's pretty Raiderific. So, yeah, so that pretty much catches us up. That's what we've been up to.
Yes.
Getting pregnant, knocking boots like crazy.
And next week we get to find out the base. The baby's sex.
You drop the base?
We're going to drop the base.
Yeah, we're going to find out what we have. So, I'm pretty sure... This is the thing that bugs me. Everybody's like... everybody's a fucking expert now. Like, you tell them, like, oh, we're going to have a baby. How far along are you? Oh, so when do you... The next question is, do you know what you're having? No, it's too early to say. You're going to have a boy. I could tell. So, my family are Hispanics. So, they start doing all this weird, like, Mexican brujeria shit.
Yes.
Where, what did Roger do?
He asked me for a strand of hair, and then he put it on my engagement ring. Uh-huh. And then if it twirled in a circle, it was
boy.
A girl.
No, because if it went straight, if it went line straight forward and back.
It went then straight and forward, then it's a boy. It went straight forward and back, and he said it's a boy.
Was that what it did? He was like, check it out, Holmes. You're having a boy. I'm 100% accurate. And then... You have a friend that came over and said that she's 100% accurate. And what did she say?
It's a girl.
Yeah, so turns out nobody knows what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah, well, my thing is, either way, I mean, they got a 50% chance of getting it
right. That's the thing that bugs me, because...
it's so hard to guess.
That's the thing that's going to bug me, because one of these fucking shitheads is going to be right, and they're going to be like, see,
oh,
my streak continues.
God, see, I'm always right.
See, and then they're going to have, like, a fucking Facebook posting and shit, like, if you need me to tell you what you're going to have...
I told you first.
Yeah. Man, can you imagine if we have a little boy and it's a chip off the old or new foot block over here? How lucky are you going to be?
Oh, no.
Tell me it's not going to be awesome living with me and then a mini me.
Chip away to make sure.
You're going to have a little fat nerd just pooping and farting everywhere.
Gross.
And then you'll have my baby. You already have a big, big fat nerd.
Yes.
An awesome fat nerd.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
That too.
Yeah. Part of the reason why we haven't recorded in a while is just because, honestly, I'm much more tamed down and more mellowed out than, you know, I'm a lot happier now than I was before. I don't drink as much. What else would I do? I don't drink as much.
But you eat more.
How dare you? Really?
What? We've gotten fatter.
I have, yeah, I have.
Well, I've gotten fatter.
We have gotten fatter.
We have gotten
fatter. At least Elaine has an excuse.
Now.
Right now, we look like two
we both people. Look pregnant.
Yeah, because I look like I'm carrying too.
He wants yoga pants for men.
Why the fuck don't they have yoga pants for men? Like maternity pants for men. That'd be fucking dope. I already have the stretch marks to go with it.
No, baby, no.
Yes, I'm going to, you know
Your
what?
Balls? Well, like, no.
I'll show my balls. Show my balls for America. Shake my balls for freedom.
I don't need these bitches seeing the shape of your balls.
They're not that big.
Oh, my God.
They're going to look like two fat pussy lips right there. Gross. It's going to look like I'm rocking camel toe.
Gross.
So, yeah, like, they should come out with some maternity shit for men. That'd be dope. I'm going to get me that fucking sling.
You go ahead and put some money in that. I'll just stand on my side and...
I'm going to invest my 401k, as a matter of fact.
You better not
invest. I'm going to need you to invest my...
No.
Why not?
No.
Please? Uh-uh. Watch it. And then when I get rich, and I get married to J-Lo...
Please.
She'll be like, oh my God, I love your moose balls down
First
there.
First of all, she doesn't talk like that.
Okay. She's...
Don't insult J-Lo.
She's beaner. She talks like that.
No, she does not.
What is she? How does she talk?
She's Puerto Rican.
Oh, so she's probably super tacky then. Just kidding.
Says the guy who wears LA everything.
Baby.
Gee, I wonder where this guy's from.
Baby.
Oh, his shirt says LA.
What did
LA.
I tell you in
his
the other episode?
His hat says LA.
I rep hard. Go hard for LA. Even though I don't live in LA County anymore.
No, you do not. You are now in San Bernardino County.
That sucks.
What?
Because San Bernardino County and Riverside County are like known for junkies and meth heads and shit.
I live in Chino. That's not anything
It's actually
like
pretty
that.
Nice over here. Minus the guy jumping off the fucking bridge
Okay, so about this. So Arnold's sister and his mom are on their way over to come over here to our house for a barbecue that same day. They get stuck in traffic. It's like Labor Day weekend. And they post a video of this poor guy standing on the bridge about to jump. And Arnold comments on it because it's on Facebook. And he comments, do you have a sound clip for that?
I'm going to see if I can find it. Go ahead.
So the guy says, do a flip.
Hang on. I'm going to see if I can find it. Yeah, so the guy's, it's pretty shitty. So the guy's standing up on the fence, right? And he's obviously on something. For me, like, I didn't think anything of it. I figured if he's going to jump, he's going to do it already. So I was like, dude, stop being a bitch.
I'm going to jump.
No.
Oh, do a flip.
So I sent my sister that one. It's a Futurama clip. For anybody, you probably go look it up. It's funny. So the fucking dude ends up doing a fucking backflip off the bridge.
Yes. Ironically enough, he jumped off and he straight up did not a regular flip. He did a backflip to his death.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of funny. I mean, it's not funny that he died.
Doopy.
But that was funny that he did it. He actually did a flip.
He didn't listen to you.
He was like, what? Arnold wants me to do a flip? You got it. For uneducated humor, I will. So, yeah. So for this episode, I think for the first half, we're just going to catch up, chit chat with you guys, and then maybe the second half, we'll introduce some new segments. Yeah, so people have been asking us to record. By people, I just mean one person.
Yeah.
Joe
Buffet. We're basically around little people all the time.
Yeah, we're around kids.
Yeah.
We got grown-up shit to do. Yeah, so this one's for Joe Buffet out there in Pod Blocked. He talked shit. He was talking shit to me.
Joe Buffet?
Buffet.
Buffet?
His name is Buffett or something like that.
Oh, Buffett?
Yeah, but I call him Joe Buffet.
Please, Joe. What is your... How do you pronounce your last name?
He's a butt fuck. My name is Joe Buttfuck.
No, I'm going to go with Buffett. Dude. Buffett. I'm going to go with Buffett.
I'm going to stick to Buffet. Yeah, because...
you would stick to Buffet.
How dare you? Don't fucking fat shame me. Is that what you're doing right now? You're fat shaming me?
I'm fat with you. So
you probably like that one video that lady posted on fat shaming people. No. How dare you?
No. I'm fat with you. What do you call it? I'm bonding.
You're bonding?
Fat bonding with you.
You're fat bonding?
Yeah.
We did eat a whole pizza today.
Yeah. We'll rub bellies later, baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sexy.
I like that. Put pizza in my mouth.
We still have pizza, right?
Yeah.
Good.
And wings.
You didn't eat the wings?
No. I'll tell you what I will eat later. Know what I'm saying?
No, baby.
Know what I'm saying?
No, baby. Stop!
Yeah, so this one's for you, butt fucker. Yeah, actually, you know what? Thank you, Joe. Because he's been on my ass. Because he's a listener, I guess. Was. We haven't recorded in a while. I took a picture of our mics about like a month ago. And I was like, yeah, we're going to record. And then I got shit-faced and very belligerent.
It was completely his fault. I was here, the supportive fiancé, and he failed. He got too drunk too fast.
Yeah. Yeah. That was my fault. My bad, guys.
His butt hurt crying in the corner.
I did not cry. How dare you? So thank you, Joe. Kind of lit a fire under my ass. Matter of fact, I wouldn't be recording right now if you wasn't talking shit yesterday. Because he posted a picture of his mics, and it's like some, you know, it's like a mixer board and all that. And I'm like, dude, like, update your shit, bro. Like, I have a laptop and all that. I'm just talking shit.
Fancy.
Whatever.
You have a laptop. Like,
I have a MacBook Pro.
Like 90% of everyone in the planet has laptops.
Apparently not. Well, yeah.
Everybody not the planet. Maybe just the U.S.
What about people in Africa?
No, baby.
Now you're computer shaming people in Africa? Is that what you do?
That's racism, man.
Yeah, and he goes, well, at least we actually use our mics instead of just looking at them.
Ooh, burn.
I was like, oh, burn.
Yeah.
Burn. So that's what I was thinking, you know what? Time to dust this thing off. Get to work.
Dust yourself off and try again.
The what?
That the Aaliyah song? If at first you don't succeed.
I wish I had a taser.
Taser.
You had a taser, girlfriend?
Yes. Wait. How do you spell tasered?
Tasered?
Yeah.
I don't even think that's a word. Is it?
I don't know. Let's see.
Isn't it just tase?
Don't correct me.
I just did. So earlier I was craving root beer, and I asked very nicely.
It's getting ballsy, by the way. You're lucky? I love you.
I asked very nicely for him to bring me a root beer.
Well, how did you say it?
And I was like, baby, give me a root beer. And you're like, what did you say? I don't know. I forgot. But I was like, babe, buy me a root beer, bitch.
No, you're like, go give me my root beer, bitch.
I caught him off guard, though. It was pretty funny. He had to be there.
I was like, what? So
he has his Jack and Coke, and I have my root beer.
Yeah, I'm actually taking it easy this time, because I actually want to make it the full hour. Heads up, guys. This episode's not going to be that great. I mean, we're shaking off the rust. I will try my best to entertain. Sober. Just kidding. I'm going to get shit-faced as the episode goes on.
Yeah, don't say too sober.
Yeah. I'm going to be all boring. You know what? Being around the kids and everything, have to be, you know, like, there's Arnold A, and then there's Arnold B. Arnold A is parent, dad, you know, good guy and all that.
Assistant soccer coach.
Assistant soccer coach. And then there's Arnold B that needs to douche out every now and then. And today, I'm going to douche out.
Okay, you can do that.
Huh?
You save this for your show.
Yes.
Because don't try to douche out when you're in Arnold A mode, because you'll get socked in the face.
What? I will tase you. As soon as I find a fucking clip tag.
Tase! I will tase you!
Okay, really? Because last time you tried to correct me with Segway, and you sounded pretty dumb. Not gonna lie.
You know
people were like, dude, you don't know what Segway is? I was like, I know, but she's pretty. That's why I love her.
Whatever. Wait, I forgot what that was about. Is that the thing that you ride on?
I love you, baby. She's beautiful, guys. She's beautiful. Segway, it's like radio talk. Like, you
baby,
bring up a subject to transition to another one.
It sounds like a really dumb word to use unless it's talking about
it's radio
something
talk.
You ride like a mall cop.
A mall cop? Really? Paul Blart over there?
I love Paul Blart. I don't know why
Paul
he
Blart
gives me shit because I love that
bag
movie.
Of dicks.
Paul Blart is hilarious.
Hell no, it ain't hilarious. Mm-hmm. Baby, you want to see a funny fat guy, just watch me. I'll put on a way more hilarious movie than that.
Yeah, I have a picture of Arnold picking in his belly button. It's pretty.
You have a bunch of embarrassing pictures, and so do I.
Oh, like the one with the cheesecake?
Cheesecake?
Yeah.
What cheesecake?
Where you fell asleep next to your cheesecake?
What happened that night? Okay. Our ritual is we like to, you know, do it, bang out. And my ritual is we usually eat something after. Like, for me, for a while, it was pickles and beer. After we do it, pickles and beer. And this time, we didn't have pickles or beer. We only had cheesecake. So, you know, we do our thing and everything. And Elaine gets up to go get our usual
after-bang snack.
Yeah. So, she gets, asked me if I want cheesecake, and I was like, sure. By the time she slices me the cheesecake and comes back, like, and she puts it on, did you put it next to me?
Yes.
I was completely out. So, for me to pass up on cheesecake, I was really tired.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I took a picture of him next to his cheesecake.
Yeah, so, she has hilarious pictures. Hilarious pictures.
And you have some of me.
Yeah, I have some hilarious pictures that here. Other than being a super beautiful, funny, talented girl and everything, Elaine is very talented at multitasking.
What? And by,
huh? Oh, no.
You're not allowed to post them.
I definitely won't not post them. It's pretty gross.
Whatever.
So, for me, I'm used to locking my doors, whether I use the restroom, take a shower. Elaine, on the other hand, doesn't like locked doors because we have kids. So, whenever she goes to the restroom, number one, number two, whatever, she leaves the door unlocked. So, one day, I need to get something out of my shorts out of the hamper that's in the restroom. And Elaine is in there, and I know she leaves the door unlocked. So, I walk in, and Elaine's brushing her teeth and going taking a dump, or what were you doing?
It takes me a long time to go number two. So
sounds so unsanitary, by the way.
Whatever.
So unsanitary. Unsanitary. Whatever.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Don't correct me. You're the one taking a dump and brushing your teeth over there.
So what? I'm multitasking. So it takes a long time to go poop.
She's just sitting there. She's just sitting there brushing her teeth and taking a dump. I'm like, are you doing what I think you're doing? She's like, don't look at me. So, of course, I have to take a picture of it. So, I'm fucking dying, and I was just like, okay, so she's obviously pretty good at multitasking. Fast forward a couple of months later, same thing. I need to get something out of my shorts in the hamper that's in the restroom. Open the door, and Elaine's sorting through the laundry while taking a dump. God.
We have a very large bathroom. So, I decided, you know, it takes me about 5 or 10 minutes to go to the bathroom, so might as well do something else with my time.
So to sort the laundry was one of them.
Yes.
Oh. Living here with Elaine and, you know, having this life is fucking awesome. They give me all the material that I need. So what were we watching when Aiden asked us that random question?
Oh, it was just like so, Jumanji random. Or something? Yeah.
So we're watching Jumanji. It's me, Elaine, and two kids, Aiden and Isabel. And we're sitting on the couch, and the kids are sitting in front of us. And out of nowhere, Aiden just whoops around, and what does he say to us?
Hey, Mom, you think you can get me circumcised one day?
And we were like,
what?
Why? Like, where did that even come from?
Yeah, it was the most I had...
Does he know what that is?
I just fell out laughing.
Does he know what that is?
Yeah, he knows what it is.
So he knows that he's going to roll down the turtleneck.
Apparently, he's not afraid.
Wow.
That was the most randomest thing that's ever... I mean, besides the Disneyland thing, that was all hilarious.
That was kind of embarrassing. It was freaking hilarious, he asked me. He sees a lady, walking by in a...
So we're at Disneyland, we're walking, or, you know, we're over there. There's a pretty big crowd of people. And we're walking by the Matterhorn. And this lady comes, and she's wearing called a burka, right?
Yeah.
And full-on black burka, like, and it's like, I don't know, like 100 degrees outside.
Uh-huh.
And just exactly as she's passing us, like, she's right next to us, Aiden says, Mom, is that a ninja?
We had to explain to him, yes, it is. No, no. They do exist. No, we had to explain to him it's, I don't know.
What religious. Culture.
Yeah, it's a religious thing. And, you know.
We had to tell him that it's not polite to say that.
Yeah.
But it was pretty hilarious.
It is pretty hilarious. What else was there?
Isabel likes to call the game Black Ops. She says that her brother's playing Black Cops.
I thought she was saying something different.
No, she says that Aiden's playing Black Cops.
I thought she said something else. The first time I heard it, I was like, what?
What did you think she said?
Black Cocks.
Oh, my God, babe.
I was just like, no, because, I mean, I don't know. I was...
Babe, that comes from watching too much porn. Stop watching Black Cock porn.
Dumb. I don't listen to it with the sound up. I make up my own dialogue in my head.
Baby, you like Black Hawks?
No.
Right then.
No. Yes, I'm sure. Don't look to my internet history. I meant to type Black Cops. Or Black Cops, actually. Not Black Cops. You know what I meant. So yeah, so having the kids is freaking hilarious. I wish there's a lot of stuff that they do. I'll gather the stories here and there and bring them to you guys. Wow. From the first episode that we recorded with Uneducated Humor to now, so much has changed. The reason why I haven't recorded with Chance is because Chance lives like a fucking hour away from me now. So it's not, I don't have the 15 minutes of convenience of him just driving over to record with me.
Yeah.
So.
We need to get him back though.
Stuck with this one over here.
Shut up. Chench doesn't do sexual favors for you.
He would if I asked him to.
Ew!
Watch. I had the sound clip of him. Hang on. Where's it at?
If you play that Let Me Smell Your Dick or whatever one.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Actually, I was, but I can't find it. Anyways, so, yeah. So, you want to take a break and then come back?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a quick break, and then we will come back with some segments.
An intensely crunchy corn snack comes in 7 nut-busting flavors.
Welcome back from the break. It is time for the
newsflash, you stupid cocks.
It's time for the newsflash.
Okay, first article. Man with world's largest penis says women are too afraid to have sex with him. A man who claims he has the world's largest penis says women are too scared to have sex with him. Super endowed Roberto Escovel Cabrera also claims his manhood is actually a disability that leaves him unable to work. Not only that, but the 52-year-old's 18.9-inch member is so long that ladies are afraid of it. The member hangs well below his knees, and he wants his gift to be recognized by the Guinness Book of World Records.
So this guy has an 18-inch penis?
18.9, apparently, so almost 19.
Jeez, I can't imagine walking around. That thing's literally swinging between his legs.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
That guy could literally do the helicopter, the penis helicopter.
What's a penis helicopter?
It's when you stand there and wiggle it around. There's actually audio of him doing the penis helicopter. Here it is. And there he goes.
And we have liftoff.
We have one more news flash. We're going to get to this really fast. Basically, there's this guy that was boiling a pot of dildos and nearly burned his house down. I'm guessing...
sanitize, maybe?
I guess to sanitize him. I mean, if you had to boil a pot of dildos, I mean, how much sanitizing do you really need to do? I mean...
That's pretty gross.
Those are pretty nasty. Can you imagine you have to explain to your neighbors on that how you burn your house down?
I would just not explain that thing.
That's... Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're going to want to know why the fire department was there.
Lie.
Say it was an electrical shortage or outlet or something like that. So, damn, I kind of came unprepared. I didn't really print out that many newsflash stories. So we're going to go ahead and move on to a new segment that I wanted to do. As you know, I'm a comic book nerd, and I'm always on a line looking for comic book deals. So I'm always on either eBay, Amazon, even on Craigslist. So among searching Craigslist, I managed to find some very interesting and disturbing stories. So I would like to introduce a new segment that is called Crazy Shit You Find on Craigslist.
Okay, first story. Headline is, interested in a new iPhone 6 Plus. Man for man, Central California. I'm sure my subject has your attention, but I'm looking for a bunch of men who are interested in joeing in my presence and leaving the evidence on my new iPhone 6 Plus. I'm looking for at least 10 guys to participate. I will host at my home. I wonder if this will void the warranty.
So basically, joeing is what? Jerking off. So is this it? Guy wants people to jerk off on his iPhone?
I guess he said leave the evidence, so I'm guessing he wants to record it.
Oh, that's pretty gross.
10 guys. All together?
He said 10 guys?
10 guys. I'm looking for at least 10 guys to participate.
That's pretty disgusting. Elaine doesn't like me to jerk off. I mean, this guy wants 10 guys to jerk off. I'm guessing on his phone. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that voids the warranty.
Who's going to be that guy that calls up and be like, here, I'm high. I'm here for the jerk-off session?
Isn't there a little sticker on the phone now that if it gets wet?
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure if that little thing turns pink, you're not going to get your fucking warranty.
Yuck.
That's pretty disgusting.
10 guys masturbating. That's 10...
Lane, does it like one guy masturbating in her house?
No.
Let alone 10.
No, it's gross. That's what you have me for, babe.
Go ahead and go to the next.
Okay, so next story. Be treated like the dirty whore you are, man for woman, Calabasas. I'm blunt and to the point. I don't have feelings for you. I don't care about your favorite color. Got it? We'll meet up outside. I'll pull up in my car. No talking, just raw fucking.
What?
Mm-hmm. Well, when I'm done using you up, I want to leave you in a dumpster, maybe in an alley like you see on TV. My desire is to treat you like garbage, which means I'll do anything for my pleasure. Respond with a pic. Nice guy. Let's introduce him to the folks.
Wow. So basically he wants to dominate somebody? I mean, what is that?
Yeah, I'm guessing he wants to dominate the shit out of somebody.
Oh, that's pretty creepy and disgusting.
And he blatantly says he doesn't give a shit about them, so.
I think that's some fucking fat dude trying to be cool, like, ooh, like he's a fucking player or something like that, even though he's probably some fucking nerd.
Probably.
Go ahead, go on to the next one. I think it's this one right here.
Oh, okay. So the last one is, where are all the glory holes? Man for man, 40 years old, Pasadena. I'm brand new to LA, just moved from the Bay Area. In the Bay Area, there was no shortage of glory holes. I'm looking for the same kind of action here. LA is missing out on what I'm packing. I love getting halfway naked and going crazy. I'm proud of what I have in the front and back. I have the world's most amazing bubble butt, and I need to show it off. Please help. YouPorn is just not working for me.
So you're saying he's proud of what he has in the front?
And the back.
So
he has a bubble butt in the front, and apparently he's really...
Ultra humongous penis!
Yeah, maybe. How does one show their ass through a glory hole?
I don't know. I mean, is he planning on putting his butthole next to the glory hole?
I don't know.
Using his mouth?
I thought glory holes was only for, like, head.
That's what I assumed. Hey, baby, you want to try it later? We'll put a hole in a cardboard...
No.
Just a giant cardboard? No.
Do you see how quickly I said no? Do you see my face right now? No.
Come on.
No. Don't get punched.
Okay, we got one more. One more. This one's
gross. Come on.
And it goes with the picture.
This one has a nasty ass picture of some guy's white ass. It's a headline is "Fart on My Face, Man for Men." Oh, gross. Been really into face farting porn and would love to try it. Looking for a hot masculine dude who wants to come over and sit on my face and fart. We can do many positions and you force my mouth on your hole as you fart. Oh! We'll suck you off and swallow your load and piss if you want to.
Gross.
Looking for now. Young, athletic, discreet here hosting. Email me back with pics. I can be waiting on my back, blindfolded, as you walk in. Sit on my face and fart as much as you want, then leave.
Hey, don't.
Ugh, this is so fucking gross. There's people out here like this. It's so gross.
Yeah.
And then people wonder how they get pink eye.
By this.
Ugh, God.
Lynn gets pissed off when I fart in the house.
Yes, he has to go on the balcony and fart like a gentleman.
Which I don't. Man, so...
When you first got here, you did.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been over a year, and I guess it
expired. All the rules go out the window. So back to the guy with the humongous penis. What's... Like, in your opinion, what would be too big?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, 9 inches? 10 inches?
9 inches, ten. Damn. So I'm, like, way below that.
I don't know. What's like... I don't measure it. I don't even, like... Show me a ruler. What does it look like?
I don't know. I saw the audio. I have audio from the first time you saw my penis.
Oh my god! Shit! Look at it! I'm gonna touch it! Oh my god, it's huge!
Baby.
Hmm.
Damn.
It is big. Actually,
you know what they say about guys who like to talk about how big their penises are, right? It's baby, really the opposite.
I can do the helicopter.
You know those little, like, those little hats with the little thing on the top?
How dare you? How dare you?
The little tiny fan thing on the top?
How dare you? Every time I whip
like
it out.
Like those little tiny fans you put two batteries in?
I can't even whip it around a coffee table because I'll break it.
Sure.
It will. Oh, wait. I hit the wrong one.
Sure.
Damn it. Anyway, so hopefully those are our new segments. Hopefully you like them. If you like it, we'll keep them coming. I'm going to have to keep this one a little bit short. Like I said, it's our first time back. We haven't recorded in a while, and we're a little bit rusty. So,
You're rusty.
I am rusty as shit.
You have a rusty butthole.
A rusty butthole. How dare you? You have a rusty butthole.
I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
this is a new episode. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. If not, eat a bag of dicks. Everyone don't give a shit. We're barely coming back after almost a whole fucking year, so calm the fuck down. But we will try to record every so often. I would like to get some feedback from you guys and maybe some audience participation.
Yeah. Let us know what you guys think.
Yeah. Send us a story. Send us feedback or any topics you might have or whatever. I want to make this a more interactive show. As a matter of fact, I put this up on Periscope just to kind of give you a look at our setup and all that. And yeah, I think like one or two people watch. But we did get a little comment on it. It just said, pantless. Oh, it's from FYFC Podcast. Mm-hmm. And they were commenting on, because I said you're pantless while we're recording it.
It's the only way to record.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Right now, Elaine's leaving a snail trail on the chair.
Gross. No, I'm not.
It's okay. So feel free to hit us up on Twitter. Check us out on Periscope. I will try to do some videos here and there. Thank you for coming back and checking us out. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. And if you don't, like I said, eat a bag of dicks.
Hey, we got to put these stories somewhere. Because if my kids find these...
They're like, why is there...
Mama, look, I could read. What's fart on my face. Yeah, let's hide these papers.
You know what? I think she's hanging around me. Our daughter's hanging around me too much because now she's farting like crazy and now she's proud of it.
Yes. She taught my daughter to be proud of her farts.
I did.
And now I must reverse it. Thanks a lot.
It's cute too because she's a little, so it sounds like this. All right, guys, we're out of here. For Uneducated Humor, I'm Arnold.
And I'm Lainey.
So I can eat the gas.
Shake that.
that body, party that ball. Shake that body, party that ball. Shake that body, party that body. Come and have a good time with G.O.D.
I believe there's a God above me. I'm just the God of everything else. I put holes in everything else. New God flow, fuck everything else. Supreme dope dealer. Write it in bold letters. They love a nigga spirit like Pocket the Coachella. They said Push ain't fit with the umbrella, but I was good with the Ye as a wholesaler. I think it's good the Ye got a blow dealer. A hot temper, match with the cold killer. I came aboard for more than just to rhyme with him. Think 99 when Puff with a hand shine with him. Yeah. Matching Daytonas, rose gold on us. Going ham in the beast that took a toll on us. Well, since you overdo it, I'ma pour more. Well, if you going coupe, I'm going four door.
Shake that body, party that ball.
That's rare,
shake
nigga.
That body, party that ball.
Rick Flair,
shake that
nigga.
Body, party that ball.
Till they can't breathe. Claim they five stars but sell you dreams. They say death multiplies by three. Line them all up and let's just see. Fuck 'em, yay. Fuck 'em, yay. I wouldn't piss on that nigga with Grandma, yay. Woo! They see the shop in the Target. Woo! My shit is luxury ball, man. I'm ballin', I'm R.A. A Nick soul in the park that I want in. What's a king without a crown, nigga?
What?
What's a circus without you clown, nigga? What's a brick from an out of town, nigga? When you flood and you can drown, nigga.
Yeah.
It's the good music, golden child. It made dollar sign, can't nobody hold me down.
Shake that body, party that ball. Shake that body, party that ball. Shake that body, party that body. Come and have a good time with G.O.D.